We're going to tell a story now, a story from the Bible. And a bit earlier on, I said it was one in a series of stories that we're doing about the meals with Jesus. Only we're not actually 100% certain that in this story, a meal gets mentioned or that there's any mention of food. Having said that, I think it's extremely unlikely that there wasn't food. And the reason is that somebody invites Jesus to their house. And in Israel 2,000 years ago, as indeed most of the Middle East today, if you get invited to someone's house, you're going to get a meal because they're so hospitable. So, Shannon, is that all right? You're going to read the story to us and we're going to look at some pictures. And every time you finish a verse, I'm going to stop you because I'm really rude like that. Okay, I'm going to stop you and we're going to explain what's actually happening in the story. It's all about Mary and Martha. Thank you.
At the home of Mary and Martha, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
Okay, so we've got Jesus and his disciples coming to a village. We think the village was called Bethany, and it was a place where Jesus had been before, and he would go again, because he seemed to get on very well with his family. It was the home, or it was the village where Lazarus lived. Okay, he's looking a bit old there, but there we go. Lazarus and Martha, and this was her house that Jesus was going to, and we had Mary as well. And we seem to think, we get the impression that Jesus quite liked going to their house. Do you know, there are still people like that in my life today. Sometimes, I can remember as a child doing this, wanting to go to some friend's house because, well, they had the nice toys. And his mum and dad was nice. And we got on all right. And it was a nice atmosphere. And I can remember my daughter one year, having stayed with my sister and brother-in-law all day long, decided that she was going to be in that family now, not ours. It's like that. There are some families, there are some homes where you just feel comfortable. You just feel at home. And it's like that for all of us. I think Jesus was like that in Bethany, the name of the village, with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. What do we know about this, whose house it was? Well, it says it's Martha's house. We don't know whether she was married or widowed. We don't know whether Mary lived with her or whether Lazarus lived with her. We're not entirely sure from this passage anyway. But we know that Martha invites Jesus to be with her in the house. And almost certainly there would have been food. Thank you.
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
Okay, there we go. There's Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. Jesus is sitting down, Mary's sitting there next to him. Everything seems normal to us. But years and years ago, at this time, this was not normal at all. You see, in those days, they had what they call rabbis. They still have rabbis, teachers, Jewish teachers, religious teachers. And the rabbis would have their followers. And the rabbis would sit down and they would talk to their followers about God and about other stuff, okay? And the followers would sit at the rabbi's feet. That's how you knew that they were followers or disciples of that particular rabbi. Even in Israel today, you go around, you can see posters of rabbis and different groups of people support different rabbis. It's really quite interesting. Well, Jesus is sitting down. Everybody knows he's a teacher. Everybody thinks of him as a rabbi. And Mary is sitting at his feet. She's saying, I'm a disciple of Jesus. Now, this was almost unheard of because it was only men who were allowed to follow rabbis, and yet Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. And Jesus doesn't mind. I think Jesus is making a very important point here. He's saying, Mary, you're a woman, and it's okay. You can be my disciple. You can follow me. They weren't going to be any of the apostles. The apostles were all men, but there were lots of disciples who were women who followed Jesus. And here she is, sitting at Jesus' feet, drinking in everything he's saying, enjoying being in his presence. She's really having a great time. Thank you.
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
Okay, so we've nearly got to the end of the story already. So there's Martha getting ready for things, preparations. We assume it's a meal, but we don't know, but I think it probably would have been. And she's getting a bit fed up because there's Mary enjoying being with Jesus, enjoying talking to Jesus, and Martha is still having to do all the work. And so she comes over to Jesus and she says, Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me, please. And then what happens next?
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, But few things are needed, for indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
Okay. Now, I don't think Jesus is telling Martha off here, but I think Jesus is saying, Martha, actually, it's okay what Mary's doing. It's all right, and I'm okay with that. And actually, you're getting really het up about this, and you don't need to, because Mary is doing the better thing. So there he is, talking to Mary, Martha in the background getting worked up because she is doing all of the work. Is that it? Have we finished? Thank you. Let's give Shannon a round of applause as she sits down. Thank you very much. So what's going on here? At our house group on Tuesday night, we have a house group on Zoom on a Tuesday night sometimes, I mistakenly mentioned the fact that we were going to be talking about Mary and Martha. And all of a sudden, within the 3 minutes, I had five different opinions, mostly from the women, as to what was actually going on here. And so what I want us to do now is to have a look at the five different possibilities it could have been. And it might be more than one. It might be more than one thing going on. And then I want you in a minute's time, just for a couple of minutes, to talk around your table. Which option do you think is... What do you think is actually happening? Okay. Is it that Martha was upset with Mary because she was having to do all the work on her own? That's always what I understood from this passage. But it might not be right, okay? Or maybe it is right, and one of these others is also right. Martha was upset with Mary because she also wanted to spend time with Jesus and felt she couldn't. She wanted to be with Jesus as well, but she couldn't because she had lots to do, okay? Or was Martha upset with Mary because she thought Mary was making herself look foolish? Hold on, Mary, you're pretending to be a disciple. You can't do that. That's not allowed. And she was protecting Mary in some way. Was that the reason? Or was it that Martha was upset with Mary because Jesus was her guest, not Mary's guest? It was her house, so she ought to be having the fun with Jesus and just sitting there talking. Or was Martha actually upset with Jesus because he didn't seem to care about what was going on? Ooh! Let me tell you, I'm not sure still. So you make up your minds, get round to tables, talk to one another and see what you come up with. What do you think? Okay, if you could be finishing up your discussion, is anybody willing to tell us what kind of viewpoint you had on your table? I can tell you, we're not going to say it's right or wrong, because I'm not sure even to this day which is right, but Aidan's got the microphone. Anybody willing to tell us what you think? There's Chloe here, Sarah? It is Sarah, thank you. Okay, we've got Chloe and Sarah down here. Get Aidan having a bit of exercise. What do you think, which one of those you think might be right? Go on, Chloe, give it a go.
I think number one.
You think number one. You think Martha was upset with Mary because she was having to do all the work on her own. You could understand that, couldn't you? I mean, I think we've all been in that position where we've been doing a particular job and someone else ought to be helping us and they're not. We've all been there. Some of us have been in the other position as well where we've not been helping and we should have been. But yeah, you can understand. Yeah, okay, Sarah, did you have something to add? Or?
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit of everything, although I'm not sure that she was worried that Mary was making a fool of herself. I think she was probably hoping she was. I think that Jesus coming over would have been a rarity and such a special guest.
Yeah.
So I think everybody would have wanted to have spent as much time with him as possible.
Okay.
So maybe she was a little bit of jealousy going on.
Because so no one was stopping her from going over to be with Jesus. No, it's just that she felt she needed to get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mum thinks that if she helped her, then they'd get it done quicker and then she'd be back with him as well anyway.
Oh. Time and motion study by mum. Yeah, very good. Well done. Yes, now it's Lacey, isn't it? Go on, Lacey.
I think it's number one.
You think it's number one as well. A bit like Chloe. That's good. Very good. And Bev had an idea, I think. Go on, Bev.
I'm sort of defending Martha a little bit because I feel distracted that if someone comes to my house and it's messy, which is 90% of the time, that if somebody came round, I would be distracted by the mess and I would probably try to be maybe trying to tidy up at the same time as talking to them. So I did wonder whether maybe she wanted everything to be perfect so then she could spend time with Jesus.
Okay.
And maybe Mary didn't help her before Jesus arrived. I don't know.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much, Beth. Okay, so yes, maybe Martha just wanted to spend time with Jesus as well and felt like you said that she just couldn't because she had these other jobs to do. Anybody else? Oh, we've got Liz Carter there. Very good.
I was just going to say, looking through 21st century eyes, I never would have considered three, but with your explanation, it's like, that literally is only just come
possibility
through.
Isn't it possibility. Okay, now we've heard from several women. Any of the men want to talk about this one? I speak as someone who's experienced both sides. Yes, sorry, Val.
The men are reading the paper.
The men are reading the they've got the slippers on. Come on, Martin.
Thomas said either one or five.
You think number
maybe,
five?
Or maybe a bit of all of them. So that was Thomas's view, and I think kind of agree with him. I think personally a bit more of one and five, okay. But there's, I think, a little bit of all of them.
You can almost understand. I mean, I haven't got the words in front of me here, but you can almost hear Martha is quite frustrated with Jesus, and I think probably she is kind of saying, look, this is wrong. We've got the priorities wrong here. Mary ought to be helping me, and you're not doing anything about it, Jesus, and you're in charge. There's a little bit of, why don't you do something here? I think you might be right. Did anybody come out with a different answer that we hadn't thought of? Oh, thank goodness for that. Okay. Anybody else want to say anything about those different five different possibilities? Pointing, Rachel? No? Okay. Okay, very good. Well, I'm not sure which of those answers is right. Maybe it's a combination of several of them. I don't know. But one thing I do know is what Jesus actually said at the very end. And these are his words. Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is better. In other words, Mary had a choice. Yeah, she could have helped you, and she could have spent some time with me. And actually, spending time with me was the better choice. She's chosen what is better. And I think sometimes we're in danger in being so busy in our lives that actually we forget to spend time with Jesus. And he's the one we need to spend time with. And maybe we need to spend time with him reading our Bibles. And maybe we need to spend time with him praying and listening to what he has to say. Maybe we need to spend time in church and talking with other Christians that we know and can trust. And maybe that's the way we need to spend time with Jesus. Maybe we need to go out for a walk and just talk to Jesus, just spend time alone with him. But so often the other things get in the way. The other things which are perfectly good and perfectly reasonable and perfectly okay, it's just that they're not as important as spending time with Jesus. And Jesus needs to be there at the very center. And I have to put my hand up and say I am as guilty as anyone else of filling my life with all sorts of other stuff and forgetting sometimes how important it is that we have Jesus at the center. Right, now, so that's we're thinking about priorities. We're thinking that perhaps Mary got it right, that she got her priorities right. She put being with Jesus first and the housework second, whereas Martha perhaps got them the other way around and then got a bit stewed up about it, okay? And that's possibly why Jesus was not cross with her, but just saying, hang on, Mary's doing the right thing. Okay, let's do one last exercise. I've got a whole bin here of plastic food. Okay, couldn't afford the real stuff. Here's the plastic food. I need someone to come and help me with this. I don't know, somebody with the name Dougie. I don't know, has anybody here called Dougie? Oh, Dougie! Great! Thank you, do come here. What I'm going to do, Dougie, can you see that I've filled up the bin with all this food?
Yeah.
And if you look along the top of the bin, you can see that there's nothing sticking out over the top.
No?
No? Is that all right? Okay, so what I'm going to do is now... You don't trust me, do you? You don't trust me?
A bit of the apple.
A bit of the apple. Right, try now. Is that right?
A little bit of the apple.
Right, try now. Right, try now.
This green thing.
Oh. I'm going to put this food in here, okay, and I'm going to give them back to you, and I want you to fill up the bin so that nothing is coming out over the top. Easy? It will be easy. You all have no problem at all. We'll talk about the different things as we put them in. So, we've got a couple of eggs. Are you ready? Okay, we've got a couple of eggs to start with. There we go. All right, put them in. Okay, we've got an orange and an onion. Okay, we've got a bit of lettuce. We've got some very, very small grapes. Okay, very good. Oh, a bit of broccoli. Okay, lovely. What else? We've got some strawberries there. Oh, a tiny bit of melon. Okay, very good. What else have we got here? Carrot. Do you like carrots? Mm, okay, all right. We've got a little bread roll. Okay, and another little bread roll. Okay, very good. Excellent. Nice bit of melon. Okay, nice bit of melon there. Oh, and another one. You can have one each. Okay, very good. What else have we got? Oh, another bit of bread. Is that a bagel? I think it's a bagel, isn't it?
Yeah,
we'll put the bagel in. Okay, very good. And what else have we got? We've got some sweet corn. Corn on the cob. There we go. And a banana. Okay, and a bread roll. And one potato. Not two potato, not three potato, not four. Okay, there we go. Croissant. A croissant, very good. Okay, we've got another bready thingy. Okay, very good. We've got that pear that you kept wanting to squash. Kiwi fruit. Okay, nice. Full of nutrients. Oh, green pepper. Okay, and another croissant, and I think that's some garlic bread. Garlic bread. Okay, there we go. And we've got another one of those, and a bit of bread. Okay, very good. And we've got that apple. I think it must be one of those Canadian reds, isn't it? Is that right? And then we've got another one of those, and another one of those. Oh, and a bit of cauliflower. Ooh, okay, and a bit of cauliflower, and a pineapple. I think I can just see the pineapple.
Yeah.
Give it a squish. Yes.
No, it's not.
I can still see the pineapple. Let's give Dougie a round of applause. Thank you, Dougie. That was mean. Was it mean? That was a bit mean, wasn't it? Okay, I was worried that you were going to cotton on and work out. No, you see, I saved the pineapple to last because I knew you wouldn't have room to fit it in. The pineapple needed to go in first. Because it was the biggest item, it needed to go in first, and then everything else needed to fit in around it. And this pineapple reminds me, in some ways, of Jesus. Because in our lives, there is plenty of room for all sorts of wonderful things, all sorts of good and wholesome and fantastic things, hobbies that we do, things that we love to do. I can remember when I became a Christian at the age of 11, I thought, oh no, I'm going to have to stop watching football, I'm going to have to stop playing, I'm going to have to stop watching TV, I'm going to have to stop doing all these things that I like. But of course I didn't. Putting Jesus first just meant I was putting Jesus first. He was the most important thing. Everything else could fit in around it. And there's plenty of room in our lives, and Jesus wants us to live our lives to the full. He said it. He said, I've come that people may have life and have it to the full. He just wants us to put him first and for everything else to fit in around him. Which is why it might be a good thing to go onto the course that we're running about, what's it called again? What on earth am I here for? That would be a good thing, a good time to explore what it means to have Jesus first in your life instead of maybe down here somewhere. The Bible says, we put Jesus first. There is room for these other things, lots of other things, but he must come first. Otherwise, he's the one that gets left out. And that so often happens to us, isn't it? We fill our lives with all sorts of other stuff, and he gets left out. And poor old Martha, all of those years ago, she was doing the right thing in preparing the meal and doing the preparations, but it just wasn't the right thing at the right time. She needed to be with Jesus more than she needed to prepare the meal. I don't think Jesus minded not eating on that occasion. He would have been happy to help her maybe later on. But right now, he needed to be with Mary and he needed to be with Martha. That was where she got the priorities wrong and Mary got it right. So I wonder this week, when we go back to work or go back to school or whatever else we may be doing, what is that actually going to look like for us to put Jesus first and for other things to fit in around him? What's that actually going to mean? Does it mean we're going to spend some time reading our Bibles or praying? Or does it mean that we're going to spend time with our friends, our Christian friends and family, and maybe understand something more of his love? But it does mean putting him first. We're going to sing one more song now. The Apostle John once wrote to a church, and he wanted them to understand the importance of staying close to Jesus. Yes, enjoy doing the other things that you enjoy doing in life, but carry on being with Jesus. Carry on walking with Jesus. Don't go off running ahead, okay? And don't get left behind. Stay with Jesus. Remember what he told you about love and the importance of loving others, as I have loved you, said Jesus. And this song is called Walking With You. I think some of us know it. Some of the younger ones know it, certainly. If you can sit, stand and sing this with us, that would be great. Thank you.